You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Playwright Lisa Rothman is an East Oakland mom. One day she took her kids to a winter solstice carnival in Marin, and things were never the same. She encountered moms in yoga pants keeping very close tabs on their kids. She encountered a fire-breathing dragon and just an overall attitude that neither she nor her kids understood. In her one-woman fantasy comedy play called Dragon in the Drop-Off Lane, Rothman compares parenting styles of her East Oakland neighborhood and Marin. And she talks about how to strike that delicate balance between keeping your kids safe and letting them experience the world. Lisa joins me, and first she starts off with a scene.
There's one of the parent volunteers. She's wearing Lululemon yoga pants. All the women here are wearing Lululemon yoga pants. We're in Marin. Except me. I look terrible in yoga pants. Oh. The parent volunteer's coming towards me down the line. Acorn pouch. Acorn pouch. Excuse me. Do you have an acorn pouch? Oh, I do. In here somewhere. It's really cute. It's made from fair trade organic cotton. The children sewed them. Wow. My son also does craft projects at his school. They glue things on milk cartons. He's only 5 years old. My son's also five. He sewed your pouch. He did? Oh, he did. Hold it out. That's how we keep things moving.
Hello, Lisa Rothman.
Hello, Hannah Baba.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, so many things to unpack.
Yes.
Just in that bit. Tell me, let's just get the origin story. Where did this idea come from?
I got invited to go to that winter solstice carnival in Marin, where I grew up. And so I brought my Oakland-raised children there. Mm-hmm. And what I was struck by was that while Marin is thought of as a very physically safe place, mm-hmm. I was feeling very emotionally unsafe mm-hmm. at the winter solstice carnival. And I was struck by the differences between physical safety and emotional safety, and how we can be in places that are physically safe and feel emotionally unsafe, and we can be in places that feel emotionally safe and physically unsafe. Mm. And so I wanted to explore all of that. It really got me thinking about those issues. So that's one of the reasons I did the show.
And that's tricky because, you know, it can get into territorialization, just like different geographies and different abilities to live in different places. And you get into kind of an Oakland versus Marin kind of thing. Were you wary about any of that? Were you like, oh, shoot, I'm getting into some tricky territory. I might need to, you know, be careful or whatever. What were you thinking in going into it?
Yeah, I was terrified. I was terrified for all sorts of reasons. I don't want to reinforce stereotypes. I certainly don't want to reinforce negative stereotypes about Oakland, which is my home and which I love. It's really fraught territory. Part of why I wrote the show is because we are navigating social and economic disparity, vast social and economic disparities here in the Bay Area. And how do we do that? And what does it say based on, and I'm really lucky because also I get to make choices about where I live. And I'm very clear that that's a privilege. And I name that in the show. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I think there are lots of assumptions about, oh, well, that place is safe and that place is not safe. And part of what I wanted to say was, well, how are we even defining safety? And who gets to decide what safety is?
Right.
Right?
And so kind of the idea is that you may live in a place where other people might consider it to be unsafe, like Oakland, for example, with high crime rates and like it says here, like you're afraid of bullets, like physical
yes.
harm, whereas you go to Marin and you feel what? What is that that you felt in that line with the acorn pouch? What is that? What is all of that?
Yeah, it was a combination of there were a bunch of rules that were spoken and unspoken, mm-hmm. and I could not decipher what the rules were. So, for example, there was a crystal cave, and children were expected to speak in a whisper, a crystal cave whisper, mm-hmm. and we were shushed. Because we didn't know you were supposed to speak in a crystal cave whisper. And my child spoke really you know, like in a normal child voice. Mm-hmm. So there were these, so we kept, I kept inadvertently breaking all these rules. And of course, I want to fit in. And now I'm exposing my children also because they're being shushed as well. And I'm just scrambling and trying to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then there are these really also unspoken rules of there seemed to be a dress code. Like you were supposed to show up in Lululemon yoga pants. And I didn't know. I didn't get the memo on that. And so I dressed up for what I thought was in festive attire. And I am the only person dressed up in everyone else, you know, and so they're all, and so I'm not fitting in at all. Mm-hmm. And when we, you know, I want to belong.
Right.
Don't
and
you?
And you want your children to belong.
Of course, I want them to feel like they belong. And when I was growing up in Marin, frequently I didn't feel that I belonged. And I wanted to, and so I went, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, my children were having an experience that was somewhat similar to the experience that I had of not fitting in and not understanding what the rules are. And I'm now in my parent role, I'm not being any help at all to them.
Because that was my next question is, how do you get into all of these characters without mixing them up? I'm always fascinated by that.
It has been a real challenge to differentiate, also because it's a farce. And so that means that instead of any one character having a long monologue, it's a lot of one-liners back and forth between multiple characters. So I do it with voice, and I do it with body posture. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, the fairy godmother character has a Brooklyn accent, and my father character voice is very much, has a lot of nasality. Mm. It's very much a head-type
like
voice. Excuse me, why does my daughter insist on living in Oakland? Unlike most of the people in her neighborhood, she has a choice about where she lives. Right. So then, and then we have my husband who just shows up and he's got this really deep voice and he's just happy-go-lucky and he doesn't know that there's this fairy tale world going around. It's, hey, Lisa, how you doing?
He has no idea.
He has no clue. He can't see the fairy godmother character.
It's just you who can see all
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
And the fairy godmother, what does she sound like?
Oh, sweetheart. Mm. Sweetheart. Is anything here in Marin what it appears to be? When the women smile, their eyebrows don't move. Yeah. So she and my father get into it because she has a Wanda in the Woods approach to parenting, trademarked. Her ebook on that title just came out. Whereas my father, Leonard of Belvedere, that's her father, Leonard of Belvedere, he is a caution at all costs approach to parenting. And so they get into a debate about which is the way to go. Mm. And so I want this to inspire people to think about if you're a parent, wow, where do I fall on that spectrum?
Yeah.
And why do I fall there? And where did my parents fall?
As parents, we often doubt ourselves, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And this idea of, are they judging me? Am I doing the right thing? Even, you know, where you live, wherever it may be in the world, even for somebody whose family is in another country, for example, for you know, lots of immigrant populations, there's this idea of send them back to learn the language and to, you know, get to know family. But there's a war over there. So it's that safety, balancing that with knowledge. What do you want them to know? What do you want them to gain emotionally? And at what cost? There's so much we're already freaking thinking about that, you know, a play like yours, it feels like helps parents unpack all of those parts of thinking. Is that your goal? Is your goal just to help people think, or do you like have answers?
I want people to be feeling so much compassion for themselves and others about how challenging it is to raise children. Mm-hmm. About how we face really difficult choices every day, that we are all, regardless of where we're living and whatever our parenting style is, we are all acting from a place of good intent. And to be curious, if somebody is parenting in a way that we wouldn't, to be really curious about the probably very, very good reasons that they are making the choices that they are making.
Lisa Rothman's play is Dragon in the Drop-Off Lane. You can catch it through February 23rd at the Marsh Theater in Berkeley. And if you come to this Saturday's show, I'll be there for a post-show chat live on stage with Lisa. Come say hi.